Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away on the road. But you got no destination in the mind.
It's a beautiful day. Now we're at, let's see here, 34 at the hour. In a few minutes, we'll be graced with the presence of psychic Victoria Bullis, who is going to talk with us about the folks that have connections to September 11th. I want to do that in a few moments. First, though, I want to get something sort of off my chest, Victoria. This is not a show about politics. I don't like to define my program or anything in my life by what it isn't, but I find myself doing that from time to time. But when I'm stirred by information, I figure it's worth a moment or two of our time. And you and I were talking off the air about how much money Hillary Clinton is getting from various groups in comparison to Donald Trump. Now, Trump is not asking for money, I don't think, is he? He's taking donations, but I think he's out there asking. But there are fundraisers galore for Mrs. Clinton. I don't think, has there been a fundraiser at all for Donald Trump? Do you know of any fundraisers that have actually been held?
Maybe private.
Yeah, I don't know of any. But I'm looking at categories of people.
I think Tim Cook from Apple. Didn't he do a big fundraiser for Trump?
I think so. So in general categories here, like lawyers. Mrs. Clinton has raised over $6 million from lawyers and law firms. Donald Trump has $300,000 from lawyers. Victoria, go ahead. Tell him what you said. Tell me about the lawyers and.
Well, Trump's going to get a lot of money from lawyers in terms of donations because he probably still hasn't paid all of their bills. So he owes a lot of lawyers.
Real estate moguls have donated $1.8 million to Hillary Clinton, only $700,000. And you'd think developers would be supporting Trump. That's why I find this pretty interesting. Doctors, $2 million from doctors, $500,000 from doctors and medical professionals for Donald Trump. Wall Street moguls, $1.6 million for Hillary Clinton, $300,000 for Donald Trump. Movie and music biz people, $1.4 million given to Hillary Clinton in fundraisers so far, and $500,000 given to the campaign of Donald Trump. I just found those numbers to be rather interesting. Some of you may have seen that. The list was in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Yeah, one other thing about politics and what we all... How many times have you heard this, Victoria, from people? They will say, I'm not voting for a third-party candidate because it'll just spoil it for... You fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Will it spoil it for Hillary? Or will it spoil for the Donald? But I think that's a specious, sort of an easy way out. I am more often than not someone who will vote for a third party candidate. And I'm leaning that way heavily this year, although I was a Trumpster early on. And I'm sure I'll have plenty of pressure from my friend who thinks that that Donald Trump is the way to go. I would be more enthused about him if I thought he could just kind of like tone it down a little bit, because his ideas are where I am. There's no question about that. I just don't like the ancillary stuff. But he's been pretty good about that lately, so maybe I'll reconsider. But looking at the... remember back in 2000, Ralph Nader siphoned off a lot of votes, or yeah. So people thought, because Al Gore lost and George Bush won. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I agree with that, because the election was lost politically in Florida. And
right.
it was a crooked election. It was like the when Jack Kennedy was elected in 1960. That was a crooked election in Chicago. They cooked the books there, yeah. As the situation in Florida, and not the exact same sort of thing. But so what I'm just saying here is, for those of you who are thinking about a third party candidate, don't be dissuaded by people who say, you're just going to ruin it for the rest of us. No, it's your decision. You make the decision and vote for whoever you think is the right candidate. I'm not. I am offended when somebody says that to me. I usually give them a little of my own starch back again. You vote the way you want to. And if you don't want to know who I'm voting for, don't ask me. I will tell you if you ask me. If somebody asks me right now, I say, I don't really know. I know what way I might be leaning today, but I've leaned for all of them. There have been times when I thought, you know what, I think I might vote for Hillary. And then times I thought I'd vote for Donald Trump. And then at times I'd vote for the Libertarian. I've never thought I'd vote for Jill Stein because that the way she presents the message, I'm not buying that. That whole single issue thing, it doesn't work for me. But anyway, it's a different way to look at it. I just suggest you keep your mind open. Okay, so who's making the most of their time? Here's a guy who's really hitting it. Elon Musk, the guy who runs Tesla. He created PayPal, got that private space company going. This guy is making the most, it would seem anyway. I don't know what he's doing in his personal life, but it would seem to me that he has developed a lot of things and contributed greatly to society and therefore has a life that's important. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Think about your life and how important it is. What are you doing with your life? All right, speaking of open minds, in a moment, Victoria Bullis, who is a extraordinarily competent psychic on this program every week at this time. I want her to focus in on some of the connections she may have to the families of lost loved ones from September 11th. Up next here.
Today on App Check, with Parcel, access tracking information from all carriers with one app, even international. Simple, but convenient and free.
Wow, these guys are good.
Parcel. It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. Good news for jet lag sufferers. Pycnogenol, or pine bark extract, seems to reduce symptoms of jet lag by nearly 50%. Jet lag, also known as desynchronosis, happens as the body's clock gets out of whack, resulting in insomnia, fatigue, irritability, and an impaired ability to concentrate. Pine bark contains components which offer extensive natural health benefits, and pycnogenol is widely available over the counter in more than 600 supplements, vitamins, and health products. The new study shows pycnogenol reduces jet lag symptoms like headaches, fatigue, insomnia, even brain swelling. People even had less lower leg swelling, a common condition associated with longer flights. Pycnogenol is emerging as a natural yet safe option for long-distance travelers.
Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former pitcher has his number retired by both the Braves and the Cubs, and his stats are amazing. 18 gold gloves, 17 straight seasons of at least 15 wins, 4 Cy Youngs, and 355 career victories.
The 22nd pitcher in the history of baseball to collect 300 wins in a career.
So where is Greg Maddux now? Greg has competed several times in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Invitational in Las Vegas since retiring. Since 2012, he's worked as a special assistant for the Texas Rangers, where his brother is the pitching coach. Greg held that same position for Team USA during the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Obviously, like all retired guys, I got to check with my wife first to see if she'd let me, and she said okay, and I knew I was in.
Smart thinking, Greg. Always ask permission. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you know how to think? Do you know if your thoughts are accurate? Well, these thoughts are influencing your behavior either rightly or wrongly. Here's the science of it. I'm talking at about 175 words per minute, but humans think at a rate of 1,000 words per minute. And cognitive psychologists believe that as many as 90% of all the thoughts you think are untrue, lies if you will.
Is that what you think of me?
Humans rarely stop and listen to their thoughts, and they never ask the question, is what I'm thinking true? As a result, many of our behaviors are the result of false, untrue thinking.
I know what you're thinking, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Positive thinking is okay, but truthful thinking may just be the skill you need which separates you from the masses. Would love to hear from you at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Victoria Bullis. VictoriaBullis.com is her website. She is a happiness coach, a psychic. You can follow her on Twitter, at Victoria Bullis. Get questions to her there. Get readings from her. Very, very talented and tuned in. You can send a question here, too, if you'd like, Doug at DougSteffen.com. You said, I heard you asking if you could speak about Donald Trump. Yes, as long as it doesn't take too much time. Go ahead.
Started throwing his hat into the ring, so to speak. He said he wasn't going to ask for money. He said, I've got plenty of money. I'm going to pay for it myself.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's why I asked the question whether he's asking for it or people are just sending unsolicited donations. The
mostly
disparity.
Unsolicited.
Say again?
Mostly unsolicited.
Yeah, I think most of it is unsolicited. All right, let's talk about...
Not much of it, though.
No, he hasn't got much money. He's not asking for it, and that, I think, is why there's a disparity there.
Yeah, and doesn't need it either.
Yeah. Okay, September 11th.
That's dead.
Yes. The connection, people turn to folks like you who are sensitive, inspiring, and they want to know, in terms of something that was as tragic as September 11th, and I bet you get this question every year about this time,
yes,
to the connection to those who were lost, and what it is. My big question isn't really about those who have passed; is about the Saudi Arabian connection to this, because I think they're as dirty as could be. But that's my opinion. What does your mind tell you about that connection?
Well, it was definitely orchestrated. I don't know about Saudi Arabia. I really don't. I have never looked at it like that, never came up. But definitely it was orchestrated by somebody bigger than, those that made it happen. Ask me another question. I don't know how to answer that other than what I just said.
Yeah, I think that what happens is we play the blame game, and I don't know that that's very productive, especially in a circumstance like this.
It never is.
But we need to know who our friends are. I think that's the other side of it. But what's the most, when you get to talking to people on the air about September 11th, what are you most often asked?
Oh, usually people call in who've lost someone. How is my dad doing? How is my boss doing and my coworkers, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably 100% of what I get asked about. Are they all right? Have any of them reincarnated yet? And there are a very few, under 100, starting to reincarnate, people that weren't meant to be there. We've got to pay attention to not only where we place ourselves every day in the car and, when we walk in and out of buildings, but also the jobs we take where people were there that shouldn't have been there. So they're coming back pretty quickly. It usually takes 30 to 100 and some years for people to be able to return to Earth. It's called reincarnation. But there are some starting now. And that one or two have already been born, and several people are pregnant with other ones because they needed to be here at this time to do things. They're just going to be a few decades late.
What do you mean they should be careful? How do you know something like this is going to happen? How would you be careful not to be there when you wouldn't have known that?
Oh, my
gosh.
That's the main thing I've been teaching forever. We've got to use our intuition.
Yeah.
With the way life is now, more crime, more potential terrorism, more people driving illegally, people on drugs, tired, overworked, on the roads. If you don't use your intuition, you're going to make mistakes. Your intuition is the only thing that keeps you safe, doing what you're meant to do, and having a harmonious type life that you're meant to lead.
Okay, my intuition tells me that our government was involved in it as well.
I don't want to go there.
Because?
I don't want to go there.
You know something that we don't? Do you know something that we don't know, and you think it would stir the pot too much if we were to learn?
No, you know what? And this is the absolute truth. I just get not to touch it. I'm not withholding information. I just got not to touch it. And I do get that sometimes, and I have with you. When I get that message, it means I'm not supposed to know about it.
Yeah, okay.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. I just think sometimes we have information. There are a lot of people who, for example, LBJ said, this is a great question for somebody like you. LBJ said after Kennedy was murdered that the country couldn't handle the truth. So the whole whitewash that was the Warren Report was created, and it was a sham. Is that
okay, so I can see LBJ up there. This is what I can do. And he's saying he was 80% accurate. So what he was saying about the Warren Report and other things was pretty much true. I remember reading in school years and years ago that the government knew that World War II was going to happen. They knew about Pearl Harbor. That was at a university.
Right. Well, Roosevelt supposedly...
Things like that do happen.
Yeah, but was that the case then? Do you know? Was it really... Did we know that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked?
That's... Yeah. I learned that back at university, and I have always believed that to be true. Let me just see. Was I going on information I learned and didn't use my intuition? I'm asking my guides. Nope. They knew about Pearl Harbor.
They knew about Pearl Harbor.
Yes,
it was a setup.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but that's...
I don't know if it was a setup. I didn't get that. I mean, I'm not arguing with you. I just don't know.
No, it's okay.
I knew about it.
I wouldn't consider that you were arguing with me. You know, one of the things...
Oh, I've argued with you before.
Yes, you have. There are a lot of things... There's some great gossip. If you go to Hot Gossip... .com, hotgossip.co.uk. That's where you get involved in a lot of gossip about people,
celebrities,
that sort of thing. Yeah, you can check that.
It's on hiatus right now. I'm trying to revive it. The editor, who was one of my closest friends in life, died about a year and a half ago.
Ah,
and so
okay.
It's been on hiatus. But boy, do I want to start that. And you know what? I just have this feeling that there's somebody out there that would be interested in helping me do that. Now, you and I did not discuss this at all. I don't know if we've ever discussed hot gossip.
Check out victoriabullis.com.